also human beings. I respect everybody's opinions, but I just would like to say that it is not natural for human beings to engage in those sorts of activities because it is against creation, and people who indulge themselves in actions like that, they don't contribute to the existence of humanity. So I would think that even though it is someone's human right to highlight topics like that, or they want to live like that, it's to me and the rest of human beings that is populating this planet, you cannot populate a planet in engaging in immoral sexuality.
Okay, thank you so much, right, Conor.
Thank you very much. Thank you very
yeah,
much.
Yeah, it's now 1 o'clock on the dot, and we're so glad that you have joined us here today.
Before we wrap up, I just like to put it out there. I think in 2018, there is no room for us to be judging other persons. We always talk about the existence of other persons and what they do, and what they do is immoral.
Yeah.
Yet still on a daily basis, a lot of us either lie, cheat, steal, engage in fornication, have premarital sex, cheat on
immoral.
Your spouse,
yes.
And all those other things are immoral. Yet still you see nobody marching against adulterers, and nobody marching against fornicators.
And murderers.
Or murderers. So, just something to think about. Just want to put it out there.
Pot calling kettle black.
Something to think about.
So guys, be open, be mindful as well as be respectful. This may not be the particular lifestyle that you want, but there's no reason that you can't. Just leave, let people be, in
and
other words.
Accept them and respect them. All right, that's it for State of the Nation today.
Love in the house.
That's right.